microphone set.
When we
is it recording?
It's recording.
Yeah. When we left off, I just wanted there's one last part that I wanted to do before I actually started the Shulchan Aruch, which was how about the Isra Hanah? We talked about the vision of the Isra Hila Basar B'chalav. How about the Isra Hanah of Basar B'chalav? And here the question really becomes, l'chora, there are three different ways to conceptualize the Isra Hanah from Basar B'chalav, as related to the Isra Hila. Either it's all one big Isra and Achila is just a type of Hanah, or perhaps they're two independent Isurim, Achila is Nisim Pneatzmo and Hanah is Nisim Pneatzmo. Not something not community between those two. L'chor, a third possibility, which is the famous Rambam, the Nekuda Nefla'a, has a big nafkamina, which is that Hanah is really just a side effect of the Isra Achila. So I think really there's three ways of understanding it. Either it's one equal Isra of Achila and all other Hanahs, all on an equal level, or a separate Isra Achila and a separate Isra Hanah, which have nothing to do with each other, or there's really an Isra Achila and the Isra Hanah is a side effect of the... of the Isra Achila. I think that comes back to what we had on the board last time with some of the Koros, especially if you go like Rav Avahu, that every Lo Yochal carries with him in Isra Hanah, that might just be a side effect of every Isra Achila. But this really comes, there's a few nafkaminas of this issue. First of all, I think you could ask nafkaminas whether a Hanah is an independent Isra? Is it totally separate Isra from Achila, or Hanah and Achila are one combined Isra? So one of the big issues is how many Lavim are there in Basar B'chalav? How many Lavim are there in Basar B'chalav? Anyone counts?
One Isra?
So how many Lavim does the Rambam and all the Rishonim count? The Rambam and almost all the Rishonim in the entire world count two Lavim for Basar B'chalav, an Isra Bishol and an Isra Achila.
So what would that seem to imply? Only two Lavim, one of which is Bishol, that would seem to imply that Achila and Hanah are really the same Isra.
Whether they're equal partners or whether, one is primary, one is secondary, we don't know. But it seems to imply that Achila and one Isra, after all, they're only one Lav. And that's pretty much. As opposed to the Lecha Mishnah quotes at the end of that long that paragraph about this, he has a really rich, all the Gaddish paragraph of this is in Hilchos Yodei HaTorah. No, sorry, I meant the Mishnah Melech, of course. Where he quotes from the Zohar Harakia, who was the only Rishon who counted three Lavim. The Zohar Harakia is the Rashbates. You might be familiar with from the Shut Tashbates. Not the tiny little small sefer Shut Tashbates from Talmud Rami Rutenberg. The four, that's two volumes, it's really four volumes inside the Shut Tashbates, the famous Mark Yusser Tzisrael, or from the Mugin Avos, which is his parish on Mesechus Avos. Okay, maybe a little obscure. But the Tashbates in the Zohar Harakia counts three Latin. So obviously, the Tashbates, the Achila and Hanah are totally different ballgames. While the most Rishonim would seem to assume that Achila and Hanah are basically within one Isra. This could be an afkamina. This becomes a much more general. This is really a shastak here to a certain extent. You could ask this about all Isra Hanah. Perhaps you might get the same answer. But one thing that's striking, the Machlokas Achronim wrote down to the second Pisgei Tshuva, as far as what is the shiur? What's the shiur of the Isra Achila? Anyone? Zayas. Okay. Double Pasha. What's the shiur of the Isra Hanah? So you would think that if the Isra Hanah was all together with the Isra Achila, what should the shiur be? Just be Svara. You'd think it should be the shiur of Zayas. If the Isra Hanah was a totally independent Isra, then you might at least, you might say it's an independent Isra with the shiur of Zayas, but all.
But you also might say that what might be a shear of Hanoah maybe can be a more logical way of measuring Hanoah.
Shavar Prutan.
Exactly. Shavar Prutan. And that is a machlokes, right in the second Pesachuvah here. I'm not saying it's machlok this way, but just one second and I'll take Ben. The prima, the tzlach, he quotes the tzlach, but I happen to mention Kazayis, the Rebbe Kivayger, at the end says, brings a raya that the shear is Hanoah's Pruta. So this is Rabbi Akiva Eger, and this is the Tzlach, who, as we know, is the Note of Yehuda Sefer on Shas.
You can sort of flip it, not that Achila is a side effect of, sorry, not that Hanoah is a side effect of Achila, but Achila is one product of Hanoah.
Yeah, I agree. But
so even if they're the same Isser, then you can have a sheer Kazayis for Hanoah's Achila, and a sheer Pruta for Hanoah's Mechila.
Okay, but it seems to make more sense if they're all one Isser. It seems to be. Okay. I'll satisfy what it seems to be. Now, yes?
Can't you also say the one Isser just different shear?
Right.
How do you define Achil? Achil is only defined halachically as Kazayis.
Right, it could be that Kazayis is just not a practical shear for Hanoah, even if they're one Isser, it's just not practical. So that's why this case seems to be Enochlan, it's not Mofer. Look, or what's the real answer to this question, especially since the Chorah, what's the real answer to this question? Lachora, the real answer to this question is that Achila and Hanoah are one Isser, because everyone except for the Zohar Rakia counts them as one lav. And then you get to the next question. When Achila and Hanoah are one Isser, does that mean Achila is Usser? And Hanoah is a secondary Isser? Or that all Hanos are equally Usr. With Rachila, this is what Ben wants to say, right? This is your formulation, Ben? Rachila or otherwise? All Hanos are equally Usr. So this comes up in one very important discussion, and one other discussion. This seems to come up in the discussion at the beginning of Pesach Yusuf Katan Beis. How can you tell if Hanos was really an etzem part of the Usr, or was just sort of a side point? Perhaps, you would ask the question, if you are Nana, someone is Nen from Bas B'chalav. My focus here. Being a Pesachu of Beis. V'nen loka Hanoah. That's around the inner loka. Shar Poskin. Such as the Ramban. Hold that you're loka. Right? So, the Ramban holds inner loka. And the Mishnah Lamelech. In the name of the... He actually quotes the Ramban here. And I guess other Shar Poskin. Says you are a loka. So it seems to me that the Ramban says Achila and Hanoah are both equal. All Hanoahs are equal. Are equally Usr, whether Hanoahs Achila, whether other Hanoahs. It's all one big Usr. Well, the Ramban has a two-tier structure. It could be the real Usr is Achila and Hanoah is merely a side effect. Now it could be, I mean, there are four or five shots in the Achronim of other ways to explain why you don't get Malkus for Hanoah and Masim Chavav. Okay, they just... I mean, some people say that according to the day that you learn a kalachom me'orla in lokin v'nadin, the chinuch says because you can do it without a maisa, therefore even if you do it with a maisa, it's a lav shembo maisa. Other achronim want to say maybe the specific way that it's learned is not, you know, whether kalachom or otherwise. No, find some excuse why it doesn't get malchus. But pashtus the Rambam means. Hanoah doesn't get malchus because Hanoah is merely a secondary side effect Isser. Why do we notice what the Rambam means? Because here it comes to the Rambam's Nekuda Niflaha. And this is the big nafgamina, halacha lemaisa, of all Islamus, is the Nekuda Niflaha. Right? If you would say Hanoah is its own Isser, or you would say Hanoah is an equal part of the Isser with Achila, they're all equal partners in one big Isser. Then you would not agree with the Nekuda Niflaha. What's the Rambam's Nekuda Niflaha? He discusses the following case. Now, this is very important. I know a few people were confused about it, so let me just mock them in introduction. There are all kinds of cases in the Shulchan Aruch which are only Bas B'chol D'Rabbanan, or maybe not even Bas B'chol D'Rabbanan, right? Which, better yet, which even though you're cooking meat with milk, even though you're mixing meat with milk, are not Bas B'chol on the D'Raisa level. All the cases mentioned in Shulchan Aruch, interestingly enough, are not Basar B'chol Midaraisa because they don't fall into some requirement of the Pasuk. Either if they're not Gol Sevasha, like Chavush and Maluach, or if they're not if they're not gedi, like beitzim, and well, beitzim is actually like oaf and chaya and min tame, tame meaning non-kosher species, pigs and horses. You know, we'll see dam, perhaps atzamos. You know, there are certain things which are not gedi, and there are certain things which are not chalei bima. Right, anything that's the milk of a species that wouldn't be gedi is not the milk of the mother of the gedi. So pig milk and horse milk. You can't really have oaf milk and chaya milk. So those are all the things dealt with in the Shulchan Aruch Siman Pei Zayin. Basically, it goes through all the things that are not Moshe Chom Derais Kedush, not mentioned in the Pasuk. And obviously, Chal of Homer, Chal of Isha, Chal of Gavin goes without saying, V'chule V'chule. There's one case which we mentioned yesterday, which is part of the Pasuk Midoraisa, but there's no Yisra Kedush Pasuk B'chalo, because Ein Yisra Chal of Yisra. And that is what it's the Gemos L'maisa nowadays, Nevevos and Trefus. Right, McDonald's. McDonald's L'chora uses behema tehora. By tehora I mean kosher species. By behema I mean domesticated animals. And makes the cheese out of the milk of a behema tehora, right? They use cow milk to make cheese, and they use, I assume, cows to make their meat. So that falls under the pasuk. They're being mevashel gediba halevimo. We learned last time that the person who works at McDonald's gets malchus for bishul. No question about that. But you get no double malchus. You obviously get malchus for even treif. But you don't get an extra malchus. Besides the malchus for the beva, you don't get an extra malchus for basma chalav and eating McDonald's. Because ain't isser chalav isser. Now the question becomes, is McDonald's usser v'hanav? They would mix meat and milk? Now maybe they do mix meat and milk, maybe they don't. You know, it becomes somewhat of an issue depending on exactly how they do it, whether it really counts as basma chalav doraisa. Let's assume they mamash put cheese on. Well, you know, it's very hard to find a safe assumption. Let's assume they managed to take a pot of milk and boil steak in it. Which, okay, a little less likely. But let's assume they managed to cook Masur Chalav. So there's an Isra Raisa Bishol. There's no Isra Daraisa of Achila besides the Isra of Nevela, because ain't Isra Chalav. Just the Isra of Hanah. So that's the Rambam of the Kudu Nifloi says in two places, in the Sefer Mitzvos, and the parish of Mishnayos to Krisos, right? And he has this, I mean, the Ramesh isn't Nikud Nifla. What's the Nikud Nifla? Nevela, Bechalav, and Huadin, what's another word? What word do we use for Nevela sometimes in the Halacha? We don't call it Nevela, we call it Besar Mesa, right? Besar Mesa. But this would be the same for Trefa or for Chelev, right? Meaning anything that's already Treif. Which is a real herb from a kosher species of domesticated animal, which is treif, that you cook in milk, is mutter behanoa. Why? This seems a little strange. And it's bimarashach. If hanoa is its own isra, then with the isra hanoa bichal. If there's an isra which includes both achil and hanoa, then you have a bigger isra being kalam and a smaller isra. Isra hanoa being kalam and isra achila, that's called mosif. That's chal. What's pshat in the Rambam? Huh? So the simple pshat. Really, bas v'chol is just an isra achila. And an isra achila is redundant to an isra achila. Oh, bas v'chol is an isra hanah. No, that's a second step. That's a side effect. That's not etzem isra. Etzem isra is an isra achila. So it comes out, you get a big kula. Even though bas v'chol is a broader isra, being kala nevela, which is a narrower isra, how luckily we view it as a redundant isra achila on top of an isra achila. And therefore, it's not chal, it's the isra chal isra. And since the Isra Hila is not chal, you can't have the side effect of an Isra Hana. But we don't view Basra Chol as a halos Isra Hana. It's a halos Isra Hila, which has a side effect of an Isra Hana. Therefore, when the Isra Hila can't be chal, the Isra Hana can't be chal either. That's the famous Kiddush of the Rambam called the Nekuda Nifla. And you see, it's very Nifla. Because what he's saying is, a new Isra can't be chal, something that was previously Motor Hana. Why? Because there's no Isra Hana being chal. That's a side effect of an Isra Hila. And if the Isra Hila is not chal, then the side effect cannot be chal. That is the Nidon in the Pistik Shuvah in our Simon. Sivkat Vav quotes the Dabner Vava, which is on the side here, who quotes the Rambam. But he quotes the Prima Gadim, who argues on the Rambam. Right? So the Dabner Vava agrees with the Rambam.
But doesn't he make a little bit of sense?
But the Prima Gadim argues on the Rambam. The Dugl Mervava, the Makom Hefsid, sorry. And then the Chassam Sofer comes out somewhere in the middle, right? Someone who passed, it's like the Rambam's good in the flaw, I wouldn't call him reform. But If it was up to me, I would ask her like the Kanfa Yonah, who was someone who asked her against the Nikud Nifloa. So Lemaisa, if Sam Sofer said if it was up to him, he would ask her. And we have a lot of Achronim who end up asking him, even though the Rav is only someone with Machum Hefzid. Basically, this Rambam Nikud Nifloa is the Rambam Shitasi. The same Rambam says you get no Malchus on Hanok, it's just a side effect. Says it ain't Yisr Chalabisr, and you get out of the side, you take a calorie and lay out of the side effect of Yisr Hanok. But we seem to reject him. For whatever reason, but we seem to reject him. Halach l'maisa, it's very hard to rely on the Nikud and Nifla of the Rambam, even though it's very Nifla and cool and all. But it's very hard to rely on it. So halach l'maisa, back when we had our discussions, can you smell McDonald's? Right? So the Rambam's Nikud and Nifla is definitely inside of the hotel, but it's not a cool, you know, it's not a psak la hotel, because we don't really rely on the Nikud and Nifla. Because it's redundant, it's already a Sukkot.
Because it's
available.
Yeah. It's possible that our focus is about the nature of the Yisra Chalavisr?
Correct, and that's always true. Could be they're arguing about the nature of the Yisra Na'ah, or it could be they're arguing about the nature of Enes or Chalavisr, that the Cholkin view Enes or Chalavisr in a much more practical light than the Rambam views in a more conceptual light. Right, that's... So that's
you could say that even though Shita is still home.
Correct. You could say even though Shita's agree with him that Yisra Hanah is a side effect and wouldn't have Malchus for fundamental reasons. But nonetheless, Lemaisa, it's not redundant. So in the Harami, 100%. The Gemara didn't talk about it anyway, this Nikud Nifloa. And the Shulchan Aruch doesn't even talk about it, strangely enough. And talk about so many other things, okay. Shulchan Aruch didn't talk about it. Okay, that's basically by way of introduction to Masul Khalif. Now we're ready to learn the Shulchan Aruch. And the basic issues that come up in the Shulchan Aruch in this siman, obviously there's a lot of side issues, are this question of what's not included in Masul Daraisa, and then what would be the din for it. So we really have a whole list of things that are not included in Masul Daraisa. The very, very fundamental question is... when something is only Basim Chalav Darabbanan? One thing is very clear for Shas, it's Basim Chalav Darabbanan. More than one thing. But the one thing that's very famous from Shas that's Basim Chalav Darabbanan is, of course, Bisar Ov B'Chalav. Right. We pass in this day where we also believe that it's Heter Gomer. But we pass in the Bisar Ov is an Yisr Darabbanan. So what's the nature of the Yisr Darabbanan of Basim Chalav? And then Beis Yosef talked about that in the very beginning, right? There was one obscure opinion, a Yesh Omrim, Vayal, or Maharshal, who said, an Issa Drabban Basim Chalav is just like an Issa Daraisa Basim Chalav. And the same servant an Issa Daraisa Basim Chalav. But we pass it not that way. Right, we pass it not that way. We see maybe one exception, but in general, we assume that Issa Drabban Basim Chalav are only Asr and Achila, and not in Bishul and Hanah. They're only Asr and Achila, and not in Bishul and Hanah. That's how we paskin. That's really comes out in the first mechaber. Chas v'torah lo savashim v'dibach leiv no sholosh v'am mech l'sar bishol mech l'sar achil mech l'sar na v'hotzi achil l'oshem bishol lo marchein l'oshem v'torah l'derech bishol. Why did he say bishol three times? To teach you that only derech bishol was v'torah, but if you mixed it in any other way, it's not osu d'oraisa. Avol mi'derabon osu v'cholin yam, mi'derabon any mixture is osu, as you know. And the rabbi, it's called osu v'chol shein osu v'torah, mutter v'hana. And we will see also a little later on mutter and bishol, although it'll be controversial what that means. So we paskin basically whatever doesn't qualify from the Torah is mutter and bishul and hana. Whatever does qualify from the Torah is asr and bishul and hana. I don't want to go into this, but I think the Badi has a beyurim about this. It's an interesting question, like why midrabanan? Do they only ask for things in achila, not bishul and hana? Like you think if they want to make gzeira, make gzeira, right? If basmachal deraisa, it's just as bad to do bishul and achila and hana. Then why do they make gzeira and basmachal derabanan? So in my time, so long as we've been discussing it, bishul is just a gzeira and shamachila, they didn't make a gzeira l'gzeira. If hanah is only a secondary side effect, then they didn't make that derabanan. Or to be in a more practical sense, people are more likely to forget themselves and eat something tasty than to forget themselves and do the hard work of cooking, or to forget themselves and be nene in a way which is not as directly fulfilling to one's desires. Okay. The few important things that come up. So the first sif gives us the heter, although it doesn't tell us too much about the heter, gives us the heter of anything that's not derech bishul is not basmachal d'oraisa. So now the question is, exactly, What counts as their official, and what does not count as their official? That's the controversial part. So the one thing is very clear, that that the Shach tells at the beginning, if you hear you have the rice official, right? Here you have your Rabbanim's Kavosh, Melicha, right? Those are all told. And it's a double Pasha. I mean, the Shach doesn't even need to say it. Such a double Pasha. Start mixing it, right? You take gravy and you take milk and you pour them into a cup. And it goes without saying that, that's only Basim Chol Drabbanim. That's such a double Pasha that he doesn't even need. And it's the Shmir cold, cold cream cheese on your cold steak. It's a double Pasha. That's only Mr. Rabbanim. He didn't even need to tell us that. Just need to tell us, Kavosh and Malichi, even though they're like Bishul, are only Yisurim Drabbanim. Now, what's controversial? What's still left to be controversial? Sli. What about Sli? Sli is very tricky, because on the one hand, sometimes we do call it Sli Bishul, right? The Malach of Bishul includes, and Shabbos includes, includes Sli. On the other hand, sometimes you don't call Sli Bishul. The Yisur of Bishul from Pesach is Dafka, because you're supposed to do Sli. Right, and we pass from Yish Bishul after Sli, and Yish Sli after Bishul, and, you know, but even that, I mean, everyone brings rise back and forth, right? On the one hand, Bishul and Sli are different from Korban Pesach. On the other hand, two times in the Tanakh, it calls roasting the Korban Pesach Bishul. Vishalta v'yachalta, and by the Rishul Pesach Yish in Sefer Halacha. Alright, so the Mindset, there's really no way to prove who's right and who's wrong, it's just a machlokas. How does the Shach seem to hold? Shach doesn't say anything, but he does seem to hold. The first Shach. Well, what does he say? Derech Bishul, Chloma Abalola Yidei, Kavosh Umalicha. She'inu Derech Bishul. Says, Malicha to exclude Kavosh and Bishul. Obviously, what is he not excluding? Sli. So the Shach seems pretty clearly to hold. I mean, he knew there was such a thing as Sli. Right, he should have said it. This was the opportunity for him to say it. Shach seems to hold pretty clearly that Sli is included in Bishul, laying in this. And the Pesachei Tshuva deals with this in Sifkatan Gimel. He talks there about Tigun, okay, and maybe not he means Cham B'Cham, but the Prima Gadim definitely talks about this. So the Prima Gadim says, if you look in, if you have the fancy ones, in the second column of Mishpat Zod, there's a new paragraph in the middle, in Mishpat Zod Aleph, V'hinetzli Aser Min HaTorah, Ayin Prichadosh Osbeiz, V'chein Halacha. Okay, the Prima Gadim and the Prichadosh say, it is Aser Min HaTorah, Rabbi Kiviego also quotes, the Prichadosh is saying it's Aser Min HaTorah. The Pri Chadash, the Pri Megadim, the Gra here seems to assert in the Torah. The Gra in Sifkat and Aleph says V'lo Ka'amar in the third line, Rak Lafuke Kavosh. It's only excluding Kavosh, meaning like the Shach, not Sli. However, they do point out that there are some Rishonim who are making this. The Rabbi Kiva Eger quotes an Aran who's making on this. There's a Meiri also who's making on this. So it's funny. They're showing you that by Hakila. Saitzli is not considered Bishul. The Chavos Das here is Mekel. The Pesachei Tshuva quotes somewhere in Maram Shif. Where did the Prima Gadim quote the Maram Shif? Oh, the Ba'ayim Maram Shif. Sorry, the Prima Gadim Sofa Sefer. Hey, the well, there was something about Tigun. Okay, we'll come back to that. What?
What's Cham B'Cham?
Ah, so we're not sure about that, so we have to get back then in a second. But certainly the Chavos Das here, in the back, in the beginning of the Siman. So the Maisa is not always what the status of Sli. The Maisa, we have to be Machmer and assume that Sli and McDonald's, meaning it's a suffix, but we have to be Machmer and assume that Sli is Bas V'Chal of, is Bas V'Chal of Midaraisa. Tigun is a very funny issue. There's a Rashi. Was anyone on my last year? You went to Sanhedrin?
Yeah.
So Rashi, the beginning of Sanhedrin, sounds like, although that's a bit of a flux in the Sikhim here, whether it's a valid deer or not. Tigun. The Prichadash assumes it's double Pashat to Raisa. The Radayik from Rashi, that maybe it's only Midrabban, that's the Maram Shif in the Radayik from Rashi.
What? Tigun is frying, I'm sorry. And the Minchas Yaakov also, they quote the Pismachuva, quote the Minchas Yaakov. As saying it's only Midrabban. So this Tigun is actually a little funny, because I don't understand the Prima Gadim here. I saw some other Echon who said they didn't understand it.
Didn't understand the Prima Gadim.
Which do you think is more chomer, Tigun or Tzli?
Tigun,
because what do we normally say for Shabbos and Brachos and every other thing in the Torah?
Tigun
is. What's the status of Tigun for every other in Halacha? What? We consider Tigun in Halacha to be Suffolk Tzli, Suffolk Bishul. Right? For Brachos and for Shabbos and etc. So you'd think that this whole discussion of Tigun is only if you make one Tzli, then what do you say about Tigun? Prima Gadim is a little funny. He seems to think that we're Machmor and Tzli and Makel by Tigun, according to these Shitas. So it's a little funny. But L'maisa Machlok is in here. I think we'd also have to be Machmor, because Halach L'maisa, if you're going to ask for Tzli, you can't really Machmor Tigun, because it's not logical. Everyone knows Tigun is closer to Bishul than Tzli. Because Tzli is an afterthought, Tigun is with a little liquid, and Bishul is with a lot of liquid. So if we're Machmor and Tzli, we'd have to be Machmor and Tigun also, and I really don't think that you can say two ways about it. Then there's a few other issues that also have to be brought up. I mean, there's all these things that are sort of semi-bishul that we're not sure how to treat them, that are dealt with by the Nosekelo here, which could really turn out to be Halacha L'maisa. Now, I want to start with this Pisvei Tshuva. Who quoted me the Pisvei Tshuva from the Prima Gadim, from the Rishal? The Pisvei Tshuva, Sifkat and Gimel, quoted the Prima Gadim, Shem Rishal. Cham becham de lo havi derech bishul mutar ba'ana'ah. Cham becham is mutar. Now, what does he mean by... what does he mean by cham becham? That he's matir. I don't think he means tzli when he says cham becham. I think he means exactly. I think he means right. Shelo al gabi ha'ish. Means what about shelo al gabi ha'ish? Is that derech bishul or is that not derech bishul? Now we know in Hilchos Shabbos, the rishon shelo al gabi ha'ish. What do we consider it? Bishul, right? We know we generally consider, we should be bishul, whether it's on the ish or not. But over here, we might have a more restricted gender of bishul. So what about cham becham? So the Rishal quoted here in the Pisvei Tshuva says it's only midrabanan. That is a mefurish Rishalmi. We didn't get a chance to see this Rishalmi yet, but the famous Rishalmi of Eroi says ain bishul barer. El Shaor Ma'alif Kachta. That's the Shikhi Yushami. The Yushami says in Kol Tarakula, it's never Bishul Daraisa, unless it's on the fire. There's a Mefurish Me'iri, and Davkov Ches of Kulin, who says, no, even Shalom Gabe Eish is in Bishul Kol Tarakula and Nasser, and the Imre Bina here in Sukkot Na'alif says the same thing. If you look at the Imre Bina in Sukkot Na'alif, he says, Kolomar Bechuli, the Kashal Le Rabbeinu Ashach Zal Milas Derech Tav Rabbeinu Shein Ashel Bishol Hat, Kein Kaz Vashach Kolomar Bechuli, Mitzor Lomar, Dibin Las Derech Balamai Kavash Shem Ulicha Shein Ad Derech Bishol Klal. Abal Tzli, Vekam L'Tov Cham, meaning Tzli on the fire, or Cham L'Tov Cham off the fire, O Tzoyin L'Tov Cham, Dabi Derech Bishol, Osir Min HaTomer, he calls this, Osir Min HaTomer, Derech Bishol, because in Kol Tzor Kulo, we consider it to be, whether Agav Ha'ish or Shalom, Agav Ha'ish, Kli Rishon is always Mevash. So, this is Machlokis, this is probably more shy to McDonald's. Because I don't know that McDonald's puts any meat and cheese on the fire. When they eat cheeseburgers, they put the cheese on the grill? I know we've never worked with McDonald's.
The commercials.
Oh, they do? Okay, in that case. But if they would only put the cheese on afterwards, then that would be a shayla of, and not actually cham to cham, that would be a shayla of tzomim to cham, which we'll see.
Isn't that just... Did
right, so we'll see that in a moment. Just some other scenarios that people bring up. If you look in the Gilead Marsha here, if you have the new ones, it has a Sifkut number, Gimel. Eloderek Bishop. Utsli lakrit Chodesh Abimina Torah. Okay, the Chodesh holds things in the right. So, Chin Tigun and Tigun. I mean, because Yaakov saw that you're a bond, I'm fine. The Iri Mikli Bishop. What about Iri Mikli Bishop? So he says, have a Sufik Minatorah. Imre Mikli Rishon, he says, is a suffix. Why does it say Iyur to Rishon is a suffix? You feel like, no, it's not called to Rishon, whether Iyur is Mabashal or it's not Mabashal. So Iyur to Rishon is a suffix. Whether that's really Bas B'chol D'Raisa, and then it would be Usher to actually do the Iyur, and it would be Usher and Hanoi afterwards, or to only Bas B'chol D'Rabbanan, and it would be only Usher Ba'achiva.
Oh,
Lahore only the Kdei Klipa, right. Lahore, we're not going to ask him more than Kdei Klipa. And then he continues, the Chamut of Tzone, now to make a Chuli Habdur Abban. Chamut of Tzone, that's a different Pashat he wants to say. Cham Litov Tzone is only Midra Abbanan, because after all, that's just not the Maker Li Bala Kdei Klipa. You know, that's not their official at all. That's just not the Maker Li Bala Kdei Klipa. And Lahore, what's the difference between Iyur and Chamut of Tzone? Isn't every Iyur pouring hot into cold? Lachora, when people use the phrase Chamut of Tzonin, what do they mean? And when people use the phrase Iyur, what do they mean?
Chamut of Tzonin is cover Yovish into Wow.
Okay, say a little better. Anyone know the halachic phrase? Nifzak HaKivuach, right? It's not coming in a straight stream. Just a hot thing falls by itself into a cold thing. It's supposed to Iyur, which is Lo Nifzak HaKivuach. That's really, we mean it's a straight stream from the Kli Rishon, so it's still very hot. Chamotot Tzone, we mean things that are not really a straight stream from the Kli Rishon, and those are just had to make a Libala Kli Klipa. Then the last thing he discusses here, I think, is he continues, says, V'chein Kli Sheni, Kli Sheni, I am Kli Gadim, he says, Kli Sheni, that's Vaday only Midrabbanan. Why? Because we all know Kli Sheni is not Levasha. Even though some people are mapping like the Rashba that it makes a Bliya, it's clearly not Derech Bishol. And then he continues and says, the Ayin Primogodim, the Psycho, the Master, Oded Adar, Vayim Shom, the Master, the Hine Noga, the Basar Kap Shinoga, the Gvina Chama, the Lorotum, ain't Derech Bishol, but also Rak Midrabbanan. Which is exactly what Kodesh Nereshal, that it's just hot meat and hot cheese off the fire, is not Derech Bishol, that's only Usher. Okay, so that's a bit of a survey. We just have one thing we'll have to fill in later, and I think it's a glove, if I recall correctly. Question one, are Bleos Derech Bishol or not? But at least this is a survey of all the different ways they're mixing. We need to know whether they're Derech Bishol and Usher Daraisa, which may make them have a tripartite Isser of Bishol, Achila, and Hanar, whether they're only Rabbanan and only have an Isser Achila and not Bishol and not Bishol and Hanar. Okay, any other questions about this? Just it's worth remembering on two pitfalls that you should avoid let's just look at one pitfall. You should avoid in the Sif, because the Chuba says, the end of Sif and Gimel, where also points out that be very careful. When we say Basar B'chol that's mixed through Kavosh, there's only Asad Rabbanan and there's no Isser Bishol. There really is no Isser Bishol. Because once you're Mabashal, you now be Mabashal also. So when we say there's no Isser Bishol, when we say that there's no Isser Bishol on this and this and this and this and this, we mean there's no Isser to do the kavosh. There's no Isser to do the malicha. There's no Isser to put it together in a cliche. There's no Isser to put a chamtot tzoni. But it is Isser to then cook them afterwards. Because if you cook them afterwards, now you're cooking them. So it's just common sense. And as if you soak your meat in milk for 24 hours, now it's only Usher Drabana. But if you cook it, it turns into an Usher Daraisa. So don't cook it. Very important reminder.
It's an Usher Drabana to eat it, right?
Right, now it's an Usher Drabana to eat it, and it's an Usher Daraisa to cook it, not because it was kavosh together, but because now you're cooking Usher Kavosh. Right, as the Usher Daraisa is not created by the Kedisha. It's always Usher to cook Usher Kavosh. And one important horror that reminds us, this is that Reb Chaim Lechavis Das before, in the first Pesach Tshuva reminds us that Bas B'chol and Klai Kerem are the only two we serve in the Torah, which are Asur Daraisa, even Shlo Keder Chanasa. So you have to be very careful with Bas B'chol and Daraisa. You can't even be nana from it in a strange fashion. Okay. Any other question about Sif Aleph? We'll go to Sif Beis. That Sif Beis has a really, really big Gemara on it. Very complex, but the maskana is pretty clear. The Gila Daka do it in short seven A's. The Loshon of B'Cholov Ein, Loshon of B'Cholov Acheres, Ela, Shadibar Kasav B'Hofer.
Right? Gedi doesn't have to mean a goat. Gedi can mean a goat, sheep, or cow. And it doesn't have to be the milk of the mother. It just has to be the milk of a goat, sheep, or cow. So any non-combinations. You know, goat meat and goat milk, goat meat and sheep milk, v'chuli, those are all the only ways to be usher d'oraisa. To the best of my knowledge, I think there are only three behemos tahoros that we are accustomed to. So those are the things that make us b'chol d'oraisa. Now, the Mechaber continues, Eino noy el b'sar behemot tahora b'cholav behemot tahora aval b'sar tahora b'cholav tameo b'sar tameo b'cholav tahora mutarim b'bishol u'v'hanah. Right, this is there's no iser, that's what we pointed out, from min tame, either if the meat is from a min tame or if the milk is from a min tame. Either way, there's no iser d'oraisa, it's mutar b'bishol u'v'hanah, it's only asar nachilah. We'll have to see what he means by mutar b'bishol. And then he says, "Basar chayv ha'ov, afilu b'chol of tahora, mutar b'bishol u'v'hanah." Likewise, basar chayv ha'ov, and hu adin cholof chaya. There is no cholof ha'ov, but basar cholof chayv ha'ov is also mutar b'bishol u'v'hanah. It's an vach chilu and also el midrabanan. All done. Machagam ein b'hem esr chilu midrabanan. No, machagam are so different. You don't need to make gzeira. Chayv ha'ov are close enough that they made gzeira midrabanan only on achila. Now the chaya is actually a big mess. The if you notice, the Shach, it's a Dandalit here, quotes a big machlokas. In the end, he agrees with the about Chaya and Oaf. So it's a machlokas Tanoim. In the end, whether Chaya is Asa D'Oraisa, whether Oaf is Asa D'Oraisa, whether Oaf is Asa D'Rabbanan, we pass him that Chaya and Oaf are not Asa D'Oraisa, and Chaya and Oaf are Asa D'Rabbanan. But he quotes a machlokas about this. He ends up passing like the Machaber, the famous theory in the Rambam about this. In Hilchas Bas B'Cholof, he writes like here, that Chai is only Midrabanan. In Hilchas Mamrim, he writes that Chai is Doraisa, and there aren't really any great answers to it, other than in Hilchas Mamrim, he wasn't really dealing with Bas B'Cholof, so he was just giving a hypothetical example. He was talking about, like, Zakin Mamri. What if the Zakin Mamri says Chai is only Midrabanan? What do you mean? We pass that Chai is only Midrabanan. So, okay, so most people say that, all right, so Hilchas Mamrim, he wasn't really Medayik, he was just giving a hypothetical example. It's a little dachuk, but no one really has a good explanation. If you do, then I would love to hear it. The Pshat doesn't point out the Stir in the Rambam, but not about Oaf, but there is a Stir in the Rambam about Cholov.
It's amazing that he gives also the case of Oaf as well, because
Zakin Mamrim. Right, he says, if you say Oaf is also Doraisa, you're Zakin Mamrim. That works.
Oh, but that's a Shita Barashat.
No, you mean the Marshal is Zakin Mamre. Okay, great. Obviously the Marshal didn't fulfill the conditions of a Zakin Mamre. There was no Sanhedrin, Lushes, Agazes, etc. But if the Marshal had the chutzpah to say that against the Sanhedrin, Lushes, Agazes, which of course he wouldn't, then he would be a Zakin Mamre. Okay, no. It's perfectly fine to say something that would make you a Zakin Mamre if you're not arguing on the Sanhedrin. But it is interesting. The big machlokas here, he's already in the Torah, is that this is a funny case, because the Torah says, Bisar, you know, if we go back to our list, what do we have? We have Lo Derech Bishon. And we have Achaya, the Oaf, or the Cholov of Achaya. All of these are Mutter min haTorah and Aser midrabanan. What about Basar or Cholov of Tamei? So that's clearly Mutter min haTorah. But the Torah says, and likewise Aser midrabanan, everything is not possible called Doraisa, so they mean possible called Rabbanan. And the Beis Yosef jumps on him and says, that's a very silly thing you were going to do, because it's already usher to eat pork or horse or pig milk or horse's milk. So why are there a bunch of need to make an issue to abundant on that? So that's machlokis. The Torah thinks there is an issue to abundant. The Bach really tries to defend him. The Beis Yosef says no issue to abundant. The Machaber is very nidaik in his lashon. When it comes to Tameya, he says that aval baser tahor b'chol Tameya or baser Tameya b'chol tahor mutarim b'vishul b'hanah. Stop. He only mentioned Nisr Rabbanan by Chayav Oaf. He does not mention Nisr Rabbanan by Min Tameh. So the Torah says there is an Nisr Rabbanan, And the Machaber says there's no issue drop on. Okay, but that being through the Taz has some. If you looked at the Taz, you might have noticed it wasn't so clear the alumnus was so glot in the Taz. The Kudusik hasn't pointed that out. But basically, the Shach says to the Bach, the Bach says here, why are you reciting the Torah? After all, they should be Gozer and Issa Drabbanan. Why? Why should they be Gozer and Issa Drabbanan since it's Usher anyway? We never heard the Kalal or Gozer and Issa Drabbanan. I think it's Usher anyway. It says, no, if they're Gozer and Issa Drabbanan, then it creates two new Isurim. Which two new Isurim? Chanan, according to Sfardin, right? By Shar Isurim, there's no Chanan. Meaning, by Shar Isurim, if you would cook beef and pig milk, that beef would not be Chanan for Sfardin. But once it goes to Basbachal, it is Chanan. And Chatzichul is Chanan. If you would just cook beef and pig milk, that would not be a Chatzichulis Kabid, but if it's considered Basbachal, it's also not Chatzichulis. If it's a Chatzichulis Kabid. So the Bach is technically right. As, according to the Torah Shita, there is a nafgamina, there is a point to this issue of Rabbah. But the Shach probably has a more logical time now. The Maisa, the Shach says, yeah, I know there would be these two strange, like, weird, uncommon nafgaminas that really the Rabbah could make Xerah here. But it's still not a common sense, logical thing for them to do. Like, why would the Rabbah make Xerah just to cover Hanan and people in this guy? This doesn't seem necessary. Hazal makes Xerahs in order to keep people away from Yisurah. If people are going to eat beef and pig milk, they might eat beef and cow milk. But if no one's going to eat beef and pig milk, then they don't have to start making zeros just to cover Hanan and Chatzichul Rilus Gabi. So even though the Bach is technically right, the Torah has a shita technically. You know, there's a nachmina in the Yisrael Rabbanah Basra Chalot for these two demon. But just common sense-wise, I think the Shach and the Taz end up agreeing with the Machaber, common sense-wise, it just doesn't make sense that Chazal would necessarily ask for this.
The Taz goes off the
nafkaminis, but then Kudus Kesef says, I'm not sure what he's talking about. The Taz goes off the nafkaminis by saying, look, all those nafkaminis are only because they started out looking and became us. And but what the Kudus Kesef basically said back to the Taz is, now I get it, obviously the Taz has had something in mind, you know, the Taz has also got it. But he said back to the Taz, he's just not sure what the Taz means all too long this. I mean, when we say bus for hosts and Israel's athletes, the two things were what they came to make an Israel. We don't mean the two things have to be neutral. What we mean is there is an Isser created from two neutral things. Over here also, even though one was pit, as far as the Basra Chol aspect, there are neutral things. You know, it shouldn't, you know, mitzad the Basra Chol of Shavuot, they're each one of the Isser that came to create an Isser. So it's not, I agree with the Nekudas HaKesef. I didn't really see the Taz logic from a Lundish perspective, but okay. So that's the chor we're making on this. I mean, most posts seem to make a lot. I don't know that it has a very wide ranging nafkamina, I must admit. The Pesachei Tshuva does quote from this interesting Chavud Daniel, which seems to be Masopik. But the following case, what about Eino Ben Yomo? Now this is a really interesting case. What does he want to know? Is there I have
the works. Basar, Behema Tahora, Cholov, Behema Tahora. But the Cholov Behema Tahora is only
in a Kedir Shein Ben Yom.
I put cow milk in this pot 26 hours ago, and now I put beef in the pot. So,
what's the Isser of this? It's only an Isser Drabbah. it's only an Isser Drabbah.
So what about Bishmon Hanah?
Meaning, Avad, it's an Isser Drabbah for me to cook meat in an Eino Ben Yomo milk pot intending to eat it. But what if I'm intending to feed it to a goy? Or what if I just want to be nehmet from it? Is there an Isser Bishlon Hana'as? On the one hand, he says, well, we know by Isser Drabbanan, there's no Isser Bishlon Hana'as. But what's the logic on the other side? First, he wants to say, it should be a heter Bishlon Hana'as. I mean, I can't cook it for the purpose of eating it, but I can cook it for a goy, or I can cook it to be nehmet from it. Because it's only Bas B'chol Drabbanan. I mean, as a matter of fact, it's only Bas B'chol V'chachilo Drabbanan. So it should be Mudra and Bishlon Hana'as. But then at the end, he's a little bit suffering about this.
He says, maybe since it's real chalav, they're more makar. I think the point is that it's not necessarily so clear, lumbus wise. Why is this only drabanan? Because it doesn't qualify as basar b'chalav? Because it's nosin tam l'fgam. So it's not so clear that nosin tam l'fgam, because nosin tam l'fgam is a general type of isra drabanan. You had all the ingredients, you just had this general factor called nosin tam l'fgam. So he's a little masopic. On the one hand, you're throwing this nosin tam l'fgam into only drabanan. The other hand, no. Maybe since you have all the ingredients of basar b'chalav, you just have a sort of a side problem, nosin tam l'fgam, so you're not sure how far to take this. As this is sort of the borderline case, how far do you take the idea that basar b'chalav for rabbanan is mutar bishul hanoah? Even if it's mutar rabbanan for a, you know, extraneous kol tarkula reason, or only if it's mutar rabbanan for a basar b'chalav reason? That seems to be a little unclear. There's a, before we get to the big issue, there's one small issue that comes up here, which is the famous joke in the Darkei Moshe. As we know, the Mechaber had a girsa in the Tor Orachayim, that it's sakana to eat dug with chalav. And we all know from the Gemara Pesachim it's sakana to eat dug with basar. And that's what the Tor says in Yoredeya, and that's what our Tor says in Orachayim. But the Beis Yosef had to tell Sofer in his Tor Orachayim, which said that it's sakana to eat dug with chalav. So the Beis Yosef asked for being dug with chalav because of sakana. And the Darkei Moshe makes his famous joke, Nirish, it's chalav l'olam, it's arid l'olam, Beis Yosef, basar b'chalav. Seems that he mixed up basar and chalav. Meaning, should have said dug and basar, and said dug and chalav. Okay, important joke. Halach l'maisa, the Pesachei Tshuva deals with this, and I think in the end he comes to a firm conclusion, which all Ashkenazim and Aryanim accept, which is Dashu be'rab, and l'maisa, he's aligned with my theory, that one of their own theories is Rabbi Kabbalah, or LP, you know, their contemporary refuah, or v'chule, some people say Beis Yosef's right, some people say the Ramah's right, some people say it depends, butter is okay, but milk is dangerous. L'maisa, the Pesachei Tshuva says, Dasher be'Rabin, you know, everyone eats, as we know, everyone eats milk and fish together, and so if we all do it, then it's not a sakana. That's the principle we have in Yavamos and other places, that the Shomer of Sar Hashem, that whether or not it's sakana, if everyone does it, then we're allowed to do it. So Ashkenazim definitely have no problem eating fish and milk. Sfardim, ad hayom hazeh, many, many, many kihilos of Sfardim will under no circumstances eat fish and milk. You know, you go to Brooklyn and tell the Syrians there that you have bacon with cream cheese and lox, and they'll look at you like you just said you eat pork on Yom Kippur. It's like the paper of Yom Kippur. Okay, but Ashkenazim, really, we assume that Nisarit l'Rav Beis Yosef, Basar b'Chalav. Against, even the Levoshah, look him against that. Like all the Echron. Most of the Echron. Now, the big sugya here is Mar Zayin. V'nog l'asos cholav mishkeidim amichan b'basar ov. Hol v'en rapin rabban. And the minhag is that we make almond milk. Right, I'm not sure exactly how to make almond milk, but apparently you can make something that looks like milk out of almonds. And we eat it with chicken. Why? It's Maris Ayin, Bas B'Chalav, Ho, Ein Rabbi Rabbanan. And since Oath B'Chalav is only Rabbanan, we don't worry about Maris Ayin. About Masar Beheim, but Yishlo Niyaf, Eitzel HaChalav, Shkei Demisha Maris Ayin, Moshe Shbar Le'el, Sam Nisam HaVav, Linyan Dam. But if you're dealing with Maris Ayin, this is a rice, like eating beef with almond milk, then you have to put the almonds next to it, to avoid Mar Zayin. If you put the almonds there, everyone will know it's almond milk. But otherwise, otherwise you could Mar Zayin to be in Bas Mechalav, just like we saw by Dam, right? Dam Dugim is Mutter, right? The whole issue of Dam in the Torah, you have curse being Dam, only applies to Behem HaChayev HaOf. Does not apply to Dugim. But you can't just drink a cup of fish blood, because it's Mar Zayin of drinking blood, unless you put the fish scales there, the Taskasa. If you put the scales there, everyone will know you're drinking fish blood, so too here. That's the Sheet of the Ramah, and this became very controversial. This became very controversial because the Ramah seems to have made up this idea that there's no problem with Maris Ayin in an Isser Drabanan. While all over Shas appears that there is a problem with Maris Ayin in an Isser Drabanan. So that's what the Shach and the Marshal. The Shach and Marshal argued with it, and they assume that no, just like there's Maris Ayin by Yisurim Doraisa, there's Maris Ayin by Yisurim Drabanan, As well. So for the Ramah, Maritime would be very limited. It would be only to have almond milk with meat and chor only if you cooked it together. But the Shah Marshal says no, anything that looked like Boston Hall at any level, there's an Isra Marisayan for abundance, just like there's an Isra Marisayan for Doraisis. So Halachal Maisa, let's just figure out what the Masana is with that. Say that again? Okay, well, first let's go through the poskim, and then we'll see how that affects the issue of veggie burgers. So, the Rambam, so here you have the Rambam, and here you have the Marshal and the Shach. The Taz is a little misogynistic about this. He really thinks like that. That really strictly the Ramah is right, but Lamaisa, he was machmir, and Lamaisa, that's what the later Achronim Chachmas Adam was machmir, the Yachrim Agadim and Argav was machmir. Basically, everyone rejected the Ramah. Lamaisa, everyone was machmir because after all, it's just logical. We know in all of Shas there's an Isra Marisayan and Isra Rabbanan. The Ramah can't make something up that's totally illogical and against Shas. So that's how we pass it. There's a few other details. So now we pass it to Usher. So it's Usher to have, you know, the coffee rich or the almond milk or, you know, we'll see later the Chalav Isha with meat, and it's Usher to have with chicken, and the chorus also to have whether it's cooked together, but it's not cooked together, basically any combination of something that looks like milk with any type of meat should be us for your abundance because of Maris Ayin. In Cain, do we have any heterim? Let's say, first of all, can anyone defend the Ramah? What was the Ramah thinking? Doesn't the Ramah know there's an issue of Maris Ayin for your abundance? Yeah?
But there's no Isser Bishul in this Yerubam.
Forgetting about that. That's the issue that I'm on later. He's talking about eating it. Here we're talking about eating it.
The Piskei Tshuva.
Aha, so the Piskei Tshuva is a heter. What's the Piskei Tshuva's heter? This is the famous Rush. What's the heter?
Isser Darabanan, and there's no Isser Chedri Chadarim and Isser Darabanan.
Exactly. We all know it's Machlokes, Rav Shimon Lechachamim, right? All of Roshas. Whether there's an Isra Maris Ayin Bechad Rechadar, right? What if you lock yourself up in your house? So on the one hand, you can say no Maris Ayin, you won't see. On the other hand, you won't get into the lumpness. There are obviously two ways to understand the other hand. Either someone might see, even though you think they can't, or it's just an Isra. But it's an Isra. It's an Isra, and you don't, and you don't decide on your own when to apply it. Lamaisa have any paskins, this is the Rosh of the paskins, and this is acceptable halacha. We are mechalik, it means ever being derabbanos and deraisas. We do this to get out of the steer and shas. So by the oraisas, we ask for something to have each other, and that's halacha lamaisa. By derabbanos, we are matir, marzayim chavichadarim. So that's an important heter. B'chad b'chadarim, you can eat whatever you want, as long as it only looks like bas b'chal d'rabbanan. Now, the Piskei Tshuva didn't say this, but what Aram is saying, I don't think the Piskei Tshuva said it. Mm-hmm. The Nachlas Tzvi said it, right?
Well, is that him?
What? Oh, that's true. It is him. The Piskei Tshuva also has a parish show in Bar Shofar called Nachlas Tzvi, which in the new ones in the back and the old ones on the page, the Nachlas Tzvi says he makes an okimta. He says maybe the Ramah was only talking about Chad V'Chadarim. Okay, now that's a bit of a stretch, right? And as who says, the Ramah didn't say anything about talking about Chad V'Chadarim, he just says you're allowed to do it. But, okay, if you want to make this big okenta, it's not shot, the Ramah only meant in behind your locked door, then it makes sense. Behind your locked door, you're allowed to do Marzai and Ramah, but not in the right. So then the Ramah makes perfect sense. There's another defense that Ramah, this is a very big issue which I can't go into now, but the Pri Chadash here has a very interesting point. And this really goes back to a very fundamental question about Marzai. We know from Shas that Marzai applies to the Rabbanim and the Raisis. But when does Marzai apply? Is there an Isra Marzai whenever we think it's Marzai? Or only when Chazal said it was Marzai? Meaning, is Marzai an automatic Isra that applies to everything that looks like you're doing an Aveira? Or no, Maris Ayin is a reason that Chazal had for getting together with the Darush of a Minyan and voting and making an Isra in certain circumstances. So, does Maris Ayin apply whenever it's logical to apply, or only when Chazal said so? Right? And it cannot be applied by Durabonis, but only if Chazal said so. So the Prima Chadash takes the second side. Maris Ayin does not apply whenever we think it's Maris Ayin. Maris Ayin only applies when Chazal made a specific zera of Maris Ayin. It's not a general Isser, it's a specific Isser when Chazal were Gozer. And they were Gozer of Sarov, and they weren't Gozer of Sarov. Okay, why? You know, why in some place where the Gozer of is not here? Because that's what they were Gozer. Right, Chazal measured each case and decided what they wanted to be Gozer, what they didn't want to be Gozer, based on their own shikulim, their own calculations. That's what Rishon Lakish says. Is obviously, as you can imagine, it's a very big issue in general in Zeros, right? Moshe Feinstein, this in a different context, right? Do we make our own Zeros? Something might lead you to Chol Shabbos. Should you not do it? You know, or you know, do you have to put the thing on top of your light switch? All right? Okay. Chazal didn't say that, but it's a logical Zero. Do we, or is everything that might be zero logically also, or only when Chazal said it? Also thinks only when Chazal said it. What?
They have to put a limit.
There are poskim who say that the but not the individual should in that case, but that the poskim hador should decide. Meaning, there are poskim who say it's Kavis, but there are poskim who say no, so the Yiftach Hador, Kishmol Hador, and the Dayanim of each door should decide what's zero, what's not. Anyway, so that's a very important chiddush, but we're not going to go into it right now. Halacha l'maaseh, what heter do we have? So, A, we have the heter of Yabbasim called Drabbanan Bechad Bechadar, and that's the Piskei Tshuva. The Taz has another good heter. The Taz says this whole din is just on the Chachiva, right? He's the Dai from the Lashon of the Ramah. Right? Not only talking about Chachiva. The whole din from beginning to end is only the Chachiva. What does the Ramah say? Yesh lahaniyach eitz lachodesh kevi. You should put almonds. What does that mean? If you have almonds, you should put almonds. And if not, nunu. So it's not an absolute requirement to put the Taz. It's just lachachila, a nice thing to do. If you have almonds, put almonds. If you don't have almonds, then okay, nunu, you can eat it anyway. So it's not really Nisra Marzai. It's just lachachila. Better to make it clear.
Putting almonds.
What?
One of the theorem is putting
shit. Right, okay, obviously. Right,
the theorem.
Okay, that goes without saying. Double stop. Okay, but Rabbi Akiva Eger says it's us, or he disagrees with the Taz, and he has a very good point. He says if you look at the next case, the next if we talk about the Chol of Isha, we say it's usur to cook with Chol of Isha. Right? Unless you know, we put an Isha next to it, that wouldn't really. I'm not sure what would actually do the trick. I guess maybe you put one of those freezer bags where they freeze the milk next to it. That would do the trick, because I'm not sure how you would do the trick in the old days. But nowadays, okay, everyone knows the kind of things that you use to keep the natural milk and the kind of things you use to keep the formula. So, but the Ramah doesn't say the Lashon of, it's better if you can to avoid Maris Ayin. The Ramah says it's usur to do Maris Ayin. The Machaber says it's usur to do Maris Ayin. So therefore, we seem to assume, Rabbi Akiva Eger rejects the Taz, that this is not just the Chachila. This is really a real authentic, honest to goodness isur, and it is usur to do this Maris Ayin. Okay, so what does this mean for us nowadays? So let's take it one step at a time. First of all, what about every wedding? They bring you a coffee rich for the coffee for dessert. And they never bring it in a coffee rich package. At least that I've seen. Anyone ever been in a wedding? I don't know, they've been a very, very firm wedding. They bring out the coffee rich package?
No, in the last 40 years.
Not that I've seen. Okay. So they always bring it out in this nice little pitcher thingy, whatever they call it. There's a word for it. So what about the the milk, the coffee rich for dessert at the wedding. So that's actually before Knesset HaGedolah. The Badei Shulchan brings down, this is in Sivkot and Mem Beis, from the Knesset HaGedolah, that it's mutter, basically I'll call it Bazei Achar Zeh, meaning they clean off the meat from the table and then bring the coffee rich. That's not Marisayim. Why is it not Marisayim? Because no one can see you having milk and coffee rich. Because you had having meat and coffee rich. You had meat an hour ago, and now you're having coffee rich. So if someone saw you eating meat, then they don't know if you're going to drink coffee rich. Someone saw you drinking coffee rich, they don't know if you ate meat. And even though it's established that the people who drink the coffee rich ate meat, but you can't actually, no one can actually see you eating the meat with coffee rich. Because the meat is clear off the table, and now you're up to dessert. So for dessert, the Knesset HaGedolah says no problem, there's no Marisayim there, because no one actually sees you eating. I mean, theoretically someone might, but in general, no one actually sees you. You're not actually doing a Maisa, eating the meat with the milk. You did it two different Maisas. There's no Maisa for Marisayim, because two different Maisas would put together would be a problem, only to do something that looks bad. I think the Knesset HaGedolah is lashing. I don't know if anyone has the. At least I didn't look at the Knesset HaGedolah inside, but the way he quoted the Knesset HaGedolah, I'll read it to you, although we'll change it in a second. So, Kanshah, Sarah, Samuel, Omnam, Shoko, Mazach, Jose, Sarah, Lamir, Skidia, Tokholov, Lech, Lech, Bach, Kokak, Mars, Ayin, the Hani Mil, Shaina, Bashal, Fanin, Mashas, Achilos, Achol, Tokholov, Skidia. Yeah, that's only if you clear it off the. If you clear it off of it. Which people usually do. All the fleshing. Now, however, these aren't the biggest heter. There's one big heter. The big heter is the Das Torah. Right? What's the heter of the Das Torah? This is what's very crucial for the coffee rich. Really, the coffee rich is much even with the meat. Why?
Everyone knows.
What?
Everyone knows.
Exactly. The Das Torah has a heter that everyone knows. Meaning, in the time of the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramah, do you think people eat Chol Shkeidim every day? Like, think people went to the supermarket and bought Chol Shkeidim? It was a weird thing to make Chol Shkeidim, Chol Isha. Think people normally drive a Chol Isha in their top shelf? Of course not. That would be a straight weird thing to do. So these were not, like, no one really had a Hagamina. You know, people would say, look, I know he's a religious guy, so I wonder. But no one would really have an honest Hagamina that it's likely you're drinking Chol Shkeidim. See, that was a very rare thing to do. But nowadays with coffee rich, it might seem, oh, you know, everyone knows about coffee rich. Everyone has coffee rich all the time. So there's no Marisayim at all, because it's a double butter to everyone that you're drinking coffee rich. Now, the Badei Shulchan himself argues on the Das Torah, but Yabia Omer, I think this is Chelek Vav, Yoridegas and Ches, agrees with the Das Torah, we can be sonic on the Das Torah, no problem. That if everyone knows, then it's no problem. And everyone knows coffee rich. That's another poshut. Now, the more interesting question becomes, and this is what I've been stalling more on.
What's the Ramah's case is that you had some sort of milk with the chicken in it. So at a wedding, what are you choshesh for? They're going to put it in your soup, or you're going to put it with your meat, or you're going to eat it one after the other. Like, where's the iser?
If it's on the table at the same time, meaning if it's not on the table at the same time, there is no chash. But if it's on the table at the same time, then the chash is that I guess you're going to eat it in Suda Achas, which in Isidra Bottom, we're choshes from our Zayin.
To eat it at the same Suda, not
to eat meat and milk at the same Suda? Of course, that's an Isidra Bottom.
That's the Hachaka.
That's an Isidra Bottom. All the Isidra Bottom are Hachakas. Not all, I mean, all the ones we're talking
even
about.
Even by Oaf, we have that Isidra Bottom also?
Yes, which is very interesting. That was exactly why the Marshal wanted to time in that Oaf was also Daraisa, because we even make a Hachaka. But no, this is the even case. We make a Hachaka even on Isidra Bottom. Remember that was the Isidra Hachaka we had to see Bottom ago? Maybe Oaf is like a Daraisa. Oaf is funny. We make more Xeras than normal Darabonis, but it's still Darabonis. So, now the question becomes, what about grillers / fake cheese? That's a more interesting question. Grillers are fake hamburgers. What about cheeseburgers?
It sounds like the Ramah's talking about this guy.
Yeah. No, the question is, what about the Das Torah? No, for sure that's part of the Ramah. The question is, do any of these heterim work? Would any of these heterim work for the cheeseburgers that we did not say? So then it's somewhat of a question, you know, would the Das Torah apply? The Das Torah definitely applies to coffee. Would the Das Torah apply to cheeseburgers? Like, is it very yaduah nowadays that they have fake cheese and that they have fake meat?
But if you walk into a kosher restaurant, if you walk into a kosher restaurant, then can't you assume?
Veggie burgers are definitely a
right. Veggie burgers, you think, are more you do. It's not as good as coffee, Rich.
I have that distinction in because the peanut butter is low gozer, so they weren't gozer pink. Only gozer and pink cheese. That's the distinction to any.
Ah, according to the Pichadish, I see. I wonder what the Pichadish would say about that. If he really made that color. Maybe. I'm not sure. Or maybe he did. He just made it by hearing time. So the mice in this case, I'm not as convinced. Is it? I mean, I don't know. Does everyone know that they make fake hamburgers for cheese that people eat with cheeseburgers? Fake cheese, I think, is very uncommon. I
fake cheese.
Apparently, they make part of cheese, but fake cheese. The fact the fake cheese seems a little strange to me. I don't know. I would be nervous about having the fake cheese.
Well, also they have like not to
deal with the part of ice cream
first, and then they'll have to like that. Right, but the part of ice cream they have after the Knesset Gdola generally. Meaning you usually serve the part of ice cream for dessert. And everyone knows about part of ice cream. Part of ice cream everyone knows. That's posh and that's clever. The part of cheese, someone told me that they serve it in the kosher restaurant. So obviously they're relying on the Das Torah for power of cheese. You know, but it's a, you know, or maybe, I don't know, maybe they're relying on the fact that everyone in that restaurant, like, maybe there's some sort of sign on the menu that they use power of cheese. I mean, probably, maybe on the menu it says in big bold letters in front. Maybe they consider that like shkaitim. That would be an interesting question. What counts as shkaitim? A lechora, it's mistaber that. It doesn't have to be shkaitim. So what if everyone in the restaurant gets a big sign? Maybe. So I don't know, but I don't think it's a poshet heter, meaning to the fake cheese. The fake meat, I'm a little more specific about. I don't know. What do we think? I mean, does everyone know about the fake hamburgers?
If you go to vegetarian restaurants,
yeah. You think everyone knows nowadays. It's not like we're common.
There's so many vegetarians.
Right, okay, so it could be that the fake hamburgers are also okay.
And if Bali Shulchan argues on principle, or
what?
Bali
Shulchan argues on principle.
The whole idea.
He argues on principle on the whole idea of the Das Torah, but I think it's a minority. I think we're really also told me we don't have to be close like that in Bali Shulchan.
I thought a lot of this depends on who you're dealing with. If you're dealing with somebody that knows that he's going to a kosher chasana or a kosher restaurant, they know there must be some explanation. It must be that something here is either, you know, if I'm in a halal restaurant, it must be that it's fake pisari. Whereas somebody who doesn't know the difference, who's not from a community where they have a lot of non-dairy ice cream, and they go to somebody's house that they think is kosher, they go there for dinner, and then they're serving ice cream. And
well, I think you're basically saying the Das Torah. Depends if everyone knows or not. In some towns, everyone might know. In some towns, they might not. In New York, you know, and now again, who's the everyone? Right? Non-Orthodox Jews don't know.
So, I'm saying if you have a guest in a community where everybody knows and the guest doesn't, you have a chiv to tell them.
Right.
By the way, you know.
I mean, it's certainly logical to tell them whether it's a din or not, but it could be that if everyone knows, even if the one person who happens to be here doesn't know, then we still have a head to, technically. But obviously, it's logical to tell them.
Are we saying that fake cheese on a real burger is worse than real cheese?
I think so.
But either way, I'm looking at cheese and burger.
Either way, you think it's fake meat. Meaning, if you'll think it's fake burger, then you'll think the fake cheese is also a fake burger.
Right.
Yeah, I'm not sure about that, because sometimes you can tell what's a real burger. It's not so fucking to me. You can tell what's a real burger.
It's all fake cheese.
I don't think if someone sees someone eating a real burger with fake cheese, I don't think they'll think it's a fake burger. You can tell a real burger. It's an interesting idea. It's an interesting idea. I'm just not, you know, I'm not sure.
But first of all,
someone brings up that svara though. Who brought up that svara? Someone brings up a parallel svara to that. I don't remember. Okay, sorry.
So there's no like mock shrimp that's in the rice.
So that's like the dam. That's more like the dam dugin, right? Mock shrimp should look over be a. You know, it depends again. Does everyone know about mock shrimp or not? So it could be you have to leave the box out. I don't know. I don't know about not shrimp. On the other hand, I don't. I wouldn't know it was shrimp. But there are probably people out there who would recognize that it's shrimp. So it's. I mean, all these things are. I don't know. You might have to leave the box out. If it's depending on how common it is.
This
relevant
has
to say
that shaitel. That's the question of the white under the shaitel, the fake scalp, right? That comes. What?
Oh,
saying in general, the shaitels.
Oh, you mean in general the shaitels? But everyone knows nowadays they have shaitels. So I don't think you could really logically quote Mars I am a shaitel. I mean, everyone knows much more than anything else that everyone wears shaitels. The question is, it might just be just as little tenuous as not wearing a shaitel. That's the shasha people have, I think. As Rav Avadya and others say, it's worthless to wear a shaitel. I don't think it's because of Mars I am. Everyone knows about shaitels. I think it's because it's a not tenuous. What's the difference if it's not sneeze because you're flashing your own hair or you're flashing a prettier woman's hair? You know, I don't know. For many women, the shape was much more attractive.
Do you think the scalp thing was a question?
No, the scalp thing, that was a Mar Zion question. Meaning, when I lived in Brooklyn, the Hasidim put up pamphlets against the scalp shape.
So it's common in that title?
Maybe it is by now. Then it wasn't.
It's the worst. You see the thing.
Yeah, okay. Anyway, that's for another day. It's really, we're not doing Ebenezer now.
What's the chashash by Mar Sinai that the person's going to think that you're doing a fake, or that they're going to think that what you're doing is okay?
That is a big chakira. That seems to be machlokes. We should have machlokes.
What are we concerned about here?
Whether it's just, meaning there's an issue called chashad, you shouldn't look suspicious. For your, just for, because you should look good. So whether Mar Sinai is just an example of chashad, meaning you should look good, or whether Mar Sinai is because, you know, you might lead other people to think it's okay. It's interesting. That's a big chakira. I'm not going to get into it. You know, you'd think an afkamina would be, what if I do something that's really mutter, but everyone thinks is asr? They don't misinterpret what I'm doing. They just don't know the halacha, which is famous for Moshe Feinstein, and really, it's not Moshe Feinstein, it's famous Ron and Hedy Mishonim by the Kasim and the Gutter. Ramosha says, driving within 18, after candlelight time, in the 18 minutes, someone wrote in, that's Mar Sinai, looked like a Ramosha Feinstein in Chal Shabbos. So he wrote back that no, Maris Ayin is if what they think you're doing is Asr. Here, what they think I'm doing is Mutter. They're just ignoramuses of Halacha. That's not Maris Ayin. Which sort of leans towards the side that might lead them to do something wrong, because over here, in the end, Tov Moshe, because he was a Moshe Feinstein, so he wrote, but nonetheless, so even though Paskin's Mutter, and it's Hedrick Gomer, and everyone should feel free to do it, but nonetheless, it's Amlo Paskin's Mutter, and I don't want to like be making one myself, so from now on, I'm going to walk to Shul on Friday night. But everyone else could still drive during the 18 minutes. Okay, one last question, then we have to move back.
It's not a question, but
could
we assume that a
Tudah
in the store is like
Shkedim? Could we assume that a Tudah in the store is like Shkedim? I'm a little misophic. The interesting question might be, what if the Tudah explains? You know, maybe that would be a little better, but or the menu explains. But I don't think a Tudah you can assume is like Shkedim.
Oh, just person to give it
action,
obviously.
No, and according to you, someone who's, Rabbi Miller could also eat meat and chol shkedim, because everyone knows no one would consider to be doing this or no. I mean, even though people think you're from, there's still an issue of Marzayim.
That works only, and that could work only if you assume the problem of Marzayim is that people think you're doing
this
or not.
Right. This ties into all the chakiras also, the Marzayim of this or chol, or Soprati, right, the Ron's discussion of Zer, whether Marzayim of Zer is Yehor Bel Yavor. But, okay, that's for when we learn Masechus of Zer or Shabbos or wherever various places in Mars Beitza, various places in Mars Zion come up in the morning center. Now, Siflet Dalet, if you will allow me. Also, the Basha called Isha with Nei Mars Zion, Yimnova Lutok Hatav Shel Bata Vainzer Shir. So we have two demon. The first din, at least at first, doesn't seem to be a fish, meaning just like Chosha to cook meat and Chol Shir, it's also to cook meat and Chol Isha. Because it's Maris Ayin. But if Chol of Shkedim, and who had done any of these other things, if Chol of Isha, and who had done any of the other heterogamer things, accidentally falls into the top shell, then it's Batal, even though you don't have 60 times as much, because it's only Maris Ayin. And once it falls into the top shell, what if it's more than a 60th? You can't see it anymore. Right? So maybe it's us and Shemar Zion. Once it falls in, you can't see if it's no more Mar Zion. That's the logic here. The later I'm going to explain. Again, all this Mar Zion is also about Kula, but the same thing, if Chalosh Gedim accidentally falls in, or Chalosh Gish accidentally falls in, or any of the things that are heterogamic. I mean, obviously, we're not talking here about Chaya and Pig Milk, etc. Those are us. But the real heter things, Chalosh Gedim, Chalosh Isha, total heter, not even Nisid Rabbanan, only pure Mar Zion. Right? What are the other things that go on the list? Chol Shkedim, Chol Isha. Right? Those are the things that are not Usher at all, except for Mar Zion. Once they fall into the top shelf, then there's no more Mar Zion, so you can't see them. The Rabbi Kiba Eger here has a Chumri. He says, what if you put them into the top shelf on purpose? Then we make a Knas, and it's like Bitur Silver. the Rish, the Knas extends to Marzayim Chachila as well. But he seems to assume that we have a Knas by Marzayim Chachila. It's also for you and whoever you cooked it for. It's a bit of a chidush.
Actually, we're Mavatlan Isha, that's
no, you're not. It's all Marzayim. That's what I said. It's not really Bittul Isha Chachila. It's just Marzayim Chachila.
You're over in Isha. Oh.
Yeah, so he assumes that just like we have a Knas of Bittul Isha Chachila, we have a Knas of Marzayim Chachila.
Dafka Marzayim doesn't have a place either.
Maybe everything else also, because wasn't it Rabbi Akiva Eger who quoted also, you know, I don't know if it's a different time, in Siman Kuf Chaf Beis, wasn't it Rabbi Akiva Eger who said, if you cook it in a Binyomo Chachila, he quoted the Levush Yisrod, who says that it would be usher to the Knas. So it could be the Rabbi Kivayger generally thinks. I think it was Rabbi Kivayger. No one else has made it. I think you might generally think that anytime you violate a Mr. Rabban, they make a Knas. Amazing. But now this creates a big, big problem, though. One big problem is created by this Rabba. Because now we have a Stira. On the one hand, we said anything that's not bas v'cholav min haTorah is mutter v'bishul, right? It was mutter v'bishul and hamah, right? Like cholav tamei and behema tamei and chaya and oaf, etc. You know, all these things seem to be mutter v'bishul. On the other hand, what did we just learn? That anything which is not bas b'chalav is aser b'bishul mishum marasayim. So now we seem to have a stira. We just learned earlier in Sif Gimel utarin b'bishul u'vehanah mutar b'bishul u'vehanah. And in Aleph, we couldn't say mutter b'bishul because it was like a kav shem alicha. There was no bishul. But again, we said mutter b'bishul and all of a sudden here we say usher b'bishul mishum marasayim. In Sif Gimel, we don't talk about usher to eat. Now we say it's usher to cook mishum marasayim. So, how do we resolve the stira? L'chor, we have four ways, I think. The Ramah says, v'nira l'fizeh, b'kol shekin da'asu l'vash l'chachil b'chol of tomato, b'sar tomato b'chol of tohobra, v'dav k'b'sar b'hema v'bof, the Ramah v'nei l'chos. So what is the, how does the Ramah resolve the stira? Someone want to summarize for me? How does the Ramah resolve the stira? We just said there's no Mr. Bishol. And now the question is Mr. Bishol.
It's also Mr. Bishol.
What?
It is, there, it is also.
Right. So there's always no Isser Bishol Mishol Bishol, and there always is an Isser Bishol Mishol Marasayim. In Rabbah, it's saying the Machaber has been very long this year. In the last Sif, he told us there's no Isser Bishol. Meaning the Isser Bishol per se, Bishol B'Toras Bishol. Now someone is like, is Mr. Bishol B'Toras Marasayim? That's fine. There's no Mr. Bishol because of the Mice Bishol. There is Mr. Bishol because of the Marasayim. That's not a very lundish way of resolving this here. And what did that come out of Halacha L'Maisa? Halacha L'Maisa, it's always us. Right, what's the result of this?
Unless it's,
always usher. He says, except for oath, right? Because it's Rabbanan. But if we remember, we already rejected that. So if we take the Ramah according to what we previously concluded, which that we usher, at least if it's Bepumbi, then what turns out is that there's always an issue to cook because of Marasayim. And when the Machaber said there's a head to the cook, he just meant there's a head to the cook for cooking. But it's usher for Marasayim. What's enough to eat? So Rabbi Akiva Eger points out that, you know, there's some things that are, even for Rabbi Akiva Eger, the Shach and others, I think. But let's say for someone who's a little bit of a cholah, so Marasayim is okay, but serious Isser D'Rabbanan or not. So that's what I mean. It's not a serious Isser D'Rabbanan. It's a light Isser D'Rabbanan. Probably even from its star, it would be much older. They don't say in quite so many words. That is the derech of the Ramah. And the Shach really takes that derech in the beginning. How about the... How about the Shach? What does the Shach hold? What does the Shach himself hold?
It's really an Isser Achila.
Exactly. Really, there's no Isser Bishol. The Mechaber here meant not that it's usher to cook. What did he mean when he says usher to cook? Usher to
eat.
Exactly. Usher Levashel Vilnechol. When he said cooking here, he was just speaking lav davka. What he meant is an usher to cook and eat. But there's really no isser at all. So halacha l'maisa, that means no isser. Okay. What does the... That's what the Shachar himself told, right? That was the getter. But the Shachar had another option towards the end. What was another option? It was a very nice fellow, I think. What was his other option? Exactly. He says, look, they're talking about two different things. Now, I don't know if he explicitly relates to oath. But what he says is no problem. He says, by Tomei, there's no Marisayan, because it's nicker. Meaning everyone knows that pork doesn't look like beef. Everyone knows that horse meat doesn't look like beef. And everyone knows that pig milk doesn't look like cow milk. Gemara says it's greenish. I don't know how greenish, but I guess greenish enough that you could tell. But by Chalav Isha and Shkedim, which do look like milk because they have the same white color, then it's usher because of Arisayan. So this is actually a very nice chiluk. He says over there, they were talking about things that look different. Over here, we're talking about things that look the same. So things that look different is a heterosexual no marasayan, a pig, and pig dog. Things that look the same, there's an interracial interracial marasayan. So what does that mean, halach l'maisa? That by chalav isha and shkedim, it's usher. By chalav tame, or basar tame, it's mutter official. Rabbi Kiva Eger agrees with this pshat in the Shach. Rabbi Kiva Eger passes this way, even though the Shach didn't. In Sifkat and Ches, he says, "Okay, this was ahead of Mishum was told to Zadim on Rashba. He found him a foolish Rashba like this." So, Rabbi Kiva Eger, Bishem Rashba, that's a pretty serious source, holds like this option. Then there is just one last option, which is the Taz. What's the Taz's solution to the steerer? The Taz says that that when it's usher anyway, like by the min tamei, then there's no marasayin. Because when you cook something that was really totally treif, you do it in a very recognizable way, and you don't, you know, you like so clearly are planning to avoid eating it that you don't make a big deal, that it just doesn't look like a normal type of, cooking. Says, but if it's mutter anyway, then there's marasayin, which means halakha l'maisa, by tame it's mutter, and by oaf and isha and shkedin v'chuli it's asr. So there are many different days here. The Shach ends up being the most makil, the Ramah ends up being the most machmir, and there are many psharas in between. The Badei Shulchan here actually decided to pass like Rabbi Akiva Eger because he had the Rashba on the side. So he says it depends. If it looks different, then there's no Marasayan. Even though someone could not look so closely, but nonetheless, if it looks different, there's no Marasayan. If it looks the same, there is Marasayan. Just one last interesting heter. The Ber Heitev here has, even though he usually just summarizes Shach and Taz, has a long darichus of this whole Lanias, which is all Lanias Daiti, and he wants to say that, that there's a chiluk between, yeah, so he wants to say there's a chiluk between, this doesn't answer the theorem, but he wants to say there's a chiluk between one heter and two heter. He basically says if you have milk and chicken, that's marzayin. Or if you have milk, regular milk and pig, that's marzayin. If you have beef and chalav isha, that's marzayin. But if you have chicken and chalav isha, or chicken and chalav shkeidim, or pork and chalav shkeidim, where it's like someone would have to make two mistakes to think you were cooking basar b'chalav, then there's no zeirat marzayin. So it does have a kula if you have neither the meat nor the milk is really. It's not basar and it's not chalav. Then it's like, even if someone thought it was basar, they noticed it wasn't chalav. Even if someone thought it was chalav, they noticed it wasn't basar. He has a heter there, which, you know, could come up with ma'aser perhaps in some circumstances. Okay, I think we'll stop now. How far are we in? Okay, good. I think that's what the schedule was. Okay, shkoyach. Just a maybe a brief idea on the parsha. It's a suggestion, a speculation. Everyone knows that from this parsha we have the smicha of, everyone knows, certainly we do this year, the smichas of the Shabbos to the Maaseh Mishkan, beginning by Yaakov, we introduce the Mishkan by Shabbos, and obviously on the simplest level, Rashi says, teach us that building the Mishkan is not Docha Shabbos, which is obviously important. On a deeper level, we all know that in all the Sefer Shabbos, we assume that the malachas that are asar on Shabbos are the 39 malachas used in the Mishkan. We have Rav Kasa Malachas Machsheves, that start in the mornings, which is based on the Malachas Machsheves, which is said by, and this is Lassos upon Malachas Machsheves, in this week's parsha by the Mishkan. So we have, you know, it's not just the Mishkan, not to have Shabbos, but somehow the whole idea of malacha by Shabbos, the whole idea of malacha by the Mishkan is the exact same thing. So, you know, what exactly is that coming to teach us? So I can't say for sure, but perhaps one could suggest that, you know, it's, and people like us, you know, we sit and learn all day. You know, we're latzos, but no, Hashem, levaker, beichala, we're not out there in the, you know, in the general world. But, you know, people eventually end up, to whatever extent, you know, sheishin ma'isa really becomes sheishin ma'isa. It doesn't just mean you take notes when you learn, as opposed to not taking notes. Really becomes sheishin ma'isa. And that the challenge becomes of the sheishin ma'isa, you know, what ultimately are you doing? You know, you're working long hours as a lawyer, or whatever it is that you're doing, all week long. You know, it's obviously what we're not doing is just trying to win the rat race and make the most money and buy, you know, the most whoever dies with the most toys wins. What we're obviously trying to do is that, okay, you have to work through the derech ha-teva of all of this there. You have to pay the panasa to raise the bundle of Talmud Torah, and you have to try and help the Jewish community, and basically, like, everything you're doing all week long should be for Kol Shemayim, and ultimately to, you know, to bring more knowledge and presence of Hashem into this world. So that's what the Mishkan's all about. And what's the Mishkan? The purpose of the Mishkan is to bring the Shekhinah into this world, to put a dwelling place for the Shekhinah in this world. Well, we don't have Mishkan, we don't have Beis HaMikdash. But still, the Sheishmei Maisa, ideally, all the malachs that we're doing the Sheishmei Maisa should be, even though we can't literally bring it down into a Shekhinah, to bring the presence of the Shekhinah more and more into this world. So how do you know exactly? It's a very subtle line that a lot of people have trouble with. When you're just trying to win the rat race, and when you're really trying to bring, to bring the Shekhinah into this world. So perhaps that's what Shabbos comes to teach us. What's the nafkamina? If you're working for Hashem, you're working for yourself. So everyone knows, if I'm working for myself, and my friend says, why don't you take a day off, you look tired. I'll say, it's very nice. You say take a day off, because it's not your business. I have to go into work, because I want to make money. If I'm working for a boss, and he says, take a day off, then of course I take a day off. He's the one who told me to work, so if he doesn't want me to work, then what's the point of going in? I'm only working for him anyway. If he gives me a day off, I'll take the day off. So it could be that Shabbos is, you know, either to the way to recognize, or even perhaps even more, the way to establish, not just the Gloyim Hilsa, but the way to be Koveya Hilsa. Ultimately, who are you working for all week long when you do the laws? Are you working for Hashem, or are you working for yourself? So if on Shabbos, when Hashem tells us to take the day off, we take the day off, that really establishes in our minds, the Gloyim Hilsa, that all week long we're working for Hashem anyway. And what Shabbos accomplishes is it makes your work in the Sheishmei Maisa into the Lechsa Mishkan. Shabbos, we rest with the Lechsa Mishkan, to remind ourselves that during the Sheishmei Maisa, we're doing the Melechas HaMishkan. Even though we're not literally building Mishkan, we're trying to build whatever, Bilvavi Mishkan Evne, and bring the Shekhinah down into, even outside of Bilvavi, into the general world as much as possible. Shabbat Shalom. Is someone in charge of this?